Now we want to give a shout out to some businesses here in County Wicklow during the pandemic and restrictions. Things, you know, a bit of a struggle out there for many businesses. So let's give praise out in Budding Business. And every Friday we'll feature those businesses from around Wicklow and check in to see how they're getting on during COVID-19. Let's go to Ashford first and meet Ben Patterson from Mortimer's, a new restaurant in the town. Hello to you, Ben.
How are you doing? What's the story?
Indeed, I call it a town. Would you call Ashford a village, or how do you characterise
it? I call it an Irish village, you know.
An Irish village, indeed. Ben, tell us about Mortimer's.
Everyone thought it was crazy opening up this place, you know, in a pandemic. So I just thought to myself, the place has sun all day long, you know, so I thought that could be cool for outside dining. So we were fully booked when we opened on December the 19th. And then I had to cancel everyone then on the 24th for all the other bookings, you know. And I was meant to be up in Paul McGuinness doing a dinner party on New Year's Eve, but that all got cancelled. So we rolled into doing pizzas, and then that took off. And then we just kind of brought in the coffee machine, and that took off. We done ice cream last weekend, but a lot of people were saying the rig was a bit too big, so we're going to scale that one down. And, no, it's been good. Do you know what I mean? I can't complain, like...
Yeah, well, what a growth from the disappointment of having high roller guests and things for New Year's Eve with former manager U2 onto rolling out and using the situation to create something that's been lauded. We get lots of texts and we've seen Facebook pages and things about Mortimer's. You're doing so well. So, you know, onwards and upwards. What's your best seller?
My bestseller. Well, I'll be hoping to sell more wine, to be honest with you. But no, it's just everything. Like Alex there from around, well, he's a great French pastry chef. He's got a place called Le Fig. He sends down his donuts freshly every like 3 days, so they're flying out the door. And I've been doing private dinners where the people come and collect the food and they cook it themselves, you know, basically. And then yeah, sure. What else would I be doing at home? Listening to the grunts and cork. Or BGM, you know what I mean? So now we're grand, you know? And when it's going to be a wine bar, it's going to be great, because I went out and bought all these copper tables and people can sit outside. And then we're going to try and do, in a local country house, move to kind of fine dining up there and afternoon teas and all that. But that's for the future, you know?
So, yeah, lots of ambition there, Ben. And I mean, great reports about it. Look forward to visiting myself. But listen, where's the accent from, Ben?
Well, London, Cork. It's a mix, you know. So everyone says, are you from Australia? And I'm like, what? No. No. So it's grand, you know what I mean? So we'll get there.
And how'd you end up in Wicklow?
Oh, my young fella's up here, Dylan Thomas. And I was down in Limerick. I was working for JP McManus as his private chef, but I couldn't...
You're the inside track of everywhere,
yeah,
Ben.
It was a bit too much, you know what I mean, to travelling. So I decided to get up here to be close to my son, you know. So that's why we done it. And sure, we'll see what happens in the future.
Indeed. Ben, fair play to you. Best of luck to Mortimer's. Oh, the sound of it, you don't need it, but it's really good. Well done.
Nice one. Good luck, boss. Cheers.
Well, love to talk again. Thank you, Ben Patterson from Mortimer's in Ashford. Over the mountain we go to Grange Conn in West Wicklow, and Maria Desmond is on the line. Hello, Maria.
Hello, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you and Leo Design. So, tell us more about that.
Okay, so... basically, if someone told me this time last year that I'd be making masks and custom aprons and printed ribbons and labels, I actually would have laughed. I was working as an interior designer and project manager, and COVID came, obviously, and work for a lot of us, you know, diminished. So I went out to the shed and I dusted down an old industrial machine that I had, and I started making masks. And I donated most of them originally to local shopkeepers, anyone that I knew that needed them. Yeah. And in the process of that, then people came back and all they spoke about was the quality. So I started making them then to sell them. And then I invested that money into ribbon printers and other printers. And like, it's a very small operation at the moment. And my plan is that I'm going to build this slowly, that when we open back up, hopefully when the country opens back up, that I'll have a small business from home. And
fantastic.
If I'm honest, I think that, you know, COVID came along and changed my perspective on work completely. You know, myself and my husband, we were chasing our tail all the time. And I think COVID, COVID brought an awful lot of sadness and tragedy into people's lives. But for us, personally, it made me, you know, it put manners on us, really. We started to realise what's important, who's important. So my plan for the future of this small little business is that I'll have a work-life balance at the end. I love it. I'm enjoying every minute of it. And I know it's cliche that people say that when you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. But I found a balance now on what I do. And like the ribbon printing has gone really well. The custom-made aprons, the response is unbelievable. I have people sending in pictures of their children and their husbands. And, you know, and you can see the enjoyment from the aprons. You know, people who buy the aprons are happy, delighted, thrilled to give them as a gift. And we also have a new little label that I've designed for myself. I've designed it myself at the moment. It's a Call Home label. And basically that idea came from a local neighbour. I remember lost her dog and she never got the dog back. And I know a lot of dogs are chipped. So I came up with a little idea of a Call Home label, and it's not just for dogs, it's for loads of other reasons. So we put the name on the side of the bandana and we have a Call Home. So if your dog is lost, your name and your number is on the back. It's only a tiny little label. So then someone approached me and asked me to put it on baby blankets, which we see all over Facebook, teddy bears. All the time, teddy bears are lost or blankets are lost.
Oh, don't we know? Yeah.
So I put it on them.
You can identify them as well.
Yeah, and then my next one that I'm going to be looking into now is for elderly people. You'd be able to sew it onto their sleeve of their... You know, we've seen people who've went wandering and no one knows who they are. And so the Call Home label is my next project that I'm working on. I'm going to promote in the future. And we've done candles and printed candles. So it's taken wings that I never expected.
It's grown all the time. And I know all this was started in COVID, Maria, and you had the little machine in a way in the shed not being used. So off you went from there. That's fantastic.
Well, that came from working years ago. I worked in the fashion industry. I would have worked for companies like Laura Ashley. So a lot of people have come back to me too about the quality of the aprons and the quality of the mat. I think that kind of, you know, brought it forward too. So I'm using skills that I learned all them years ago, and all the skills that I've learned over the years is what's coming into play now. So,
well, listen, Maria, you are definitely one to watch here. You'll be taking over Grange Con and Wicklow. And Leo Design is the name, is it?
So Leo Design came from, I became a grandmother for the first time, and my first little grandson is Leo. And he wasn't well for a long time, but he's thriving now, and he's the light of my life. As anybody knows who becomes a grandmother, it changes your life. And so Leo is my grandson, and then I've always... And it's a printing company, so that's where Leo Design Print came from.
Fantastic. And are you on the World Wide Web? Are you on...
I'm only on Facebook and Instagram, but we're working on a website at the minute.
Right.
It wasn't something I expected to take off, but it is. So we're going to run with it now.
It's growing all the time.
Yeah.
So Instagram, Facebook for Leo Design and Grange Con and...
Yeah, and they can watch that.
Ever-expanding range.
Yeah,
indeed.
That's it.
Great stuff, Maria. Great to talk to you. Well done. Love to talk again about the ever-expanding business. Fantastic.
Yeah, and thank you very much for the exposure and for all the other business out there who's you know, trying to diversify and, you know, bring life forward, I think, in some way and have something to look forward to. I think that's, you know, what you're doing too.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, you're very good, Maria. And give her regards to the much-loved and, I'm sure, showered loved upon Leo, the inspiration there for the name. Thanks very much indeed, Maria.
Okay, listen, thank you so much. Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. That's Maria Desmond there in Grangecon. Isn't that a wonderful story of Maria, just starting out of the adversity of what we went through? And there she is with her creativeness and her giving, her feeling of, you know, getting involved. And wonderful woman, Maria Desmond. advertisement there. And Leo Design on Facebook and on Instagram, if you want to find out about all the things that she makes. More budding business on the programme in the next week.